Okay, last time we began the sugya of Hefsek Taira and the din of Hefsek Taira B'yom HaRishon, when the B'di'eved time to perform Hefsek Taira is. Before you get back into that, just a couple Lukutei Basa, Lukutei Ha'aros on things we discussed previously to wrap up the Maros sugya. One thing I wanted to mention last time, just as a standalone statement that I forgot to, was in terms of Eitzos for preserving maros properly when you need to show a mara to a rav. Rabbi Forth points out that it's a bad idea to store mara in a closed plastic bag, like a Ziploc bag, because that could change the color of the mara. So if you totally cut it off from air, that could more drastically change the color, so that's a bad idea. Better is to put it in a non-airtight envelope. If it's still moist, then you should wait until it dries. We leave it on a clear surface, on an open surface, where it's not going to be disturbed, and wait for it to dry, and then you can put it in an envelope. But to seal it in a Ziploc bag may more drastically change the color of the maros. So that's not advised. Okay. We also discussed last time briefly in response to Yoni's question, which I hadn't been planning on talking about because it's kind of tangential to our general topic, which was the status of a Chacham Shahora Leheter, whether a Chacham Hasheni is allowed to be Machmer subsequent to that. So we noted that was Machlokas, Tosas, and the Russian of Avodah Zarah based on two variant readings of a Yerushalmi. And Michael made a Ha'ara that at first glance should be dependent as to whether the ta'am for the restriction on changing or reversing a psak is because of bizayin or kavod for the Talmud Chacham versus shavi and afshei. So the Gaon actually points that out. I saw the Ramah writes in Yerodea, which we quoted part of last time, the Ramah in Simon Reish Mem Beis writes, if Lamed, that Afilum hiter harishon tfar chala haraso, if the chacham harishon is matir and the hara is chal, aim the sheni lasser mikoach shigol adas. So the second one shouldn't overturn it. If it's tovah dvar mishnah, then even in the other direction you could overturn the psak. Tovah shigol adas should be avoided even if, without consultation, even if it's a case where the first chacham is matir and the second chacham asers. And the Shach argues on that lahalach of the Shach in Sukkotin and Tess, but the Be'er Gra in Sukkotin Ayin Zayin, Kedarko is a little bit sussum, but the way I saw the Masifta Gemara, they explain or flesh out the Marmakomos of the Gaon is as follows, that if the reason for the restriction on reversing a psak is because of the cover of the first Talmud Chacham, so then it shouldn't make a difference whether the first psak is le'isser or le'heter. And that's the psak of the Ramah based on the rush against Tosfos. As opposed to if the reason is shavi and afshei, so then one could distinguish between if the original psak is le'isser, the original psak is le'heter. If the original psak is le'heter, there isn't necessarily a shavi and afshei. But then the Gaon points out that even according to the reason of Kavod Talmud Chacham, one can still distinguish between whether the Hara'a was Chal or not, and that's Aloshin L'Ramah, Afilum Hiter Harishon Ukvar Chal Hara'aso, meaning if it's speculative or if it's anything less than a formal absolute psak, then there's no violation of his Kavod. If it's a formal absolute psak, then there is. And if the reason is shavi and afshei, then that chiluk doesn't make sense in the other direction, meaning if there's a concern in shavi and afshei may be relevant even if it's not chala haraso. Even, I'm not sure exactly how we define chala haraso, what the formal step of chala haraso is. But the Gaon is suggesting, or what emerges from the Gaon, is that prior to the stage of Chal HaRaso, there may still be a Shavia Nafshe mitzad the Chacham, maybe mitzad the Shoel. So I'm not sure exactly what those steps are, or what the status of Chol HaRasa is, and what it means to have a Shavei Nafshe before that formal Chol HaRasa. But you can take a look. It's the Be'er Bas Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sifkat and Ayin Zayin. So I just wanted to give you those Marmer Kombos if you want to look into that topic further. Okay.
And Sif Lamed,
Sif.
The
Rama is. Is it Sif Lamed? I'm sorry? Now, that's what I said, but I'm remembering, trying to remember if I think it's Sif Lamed. Do you read through the otherwise?
No.
Oh, okay. I think it's Sif Lamed. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. I was remembering that from last time. I think, I'm pretty sure it's Sif Lamed. Okay. It's around there if it's not exactly. Fine. So we began discussing last time the sugya, the Mishnah, and Daf Samech Ches. The Mishnah tells us that there is a requirement of Hefsek Tara for a Nida Daraisa prior to going to the Mikveh and the Shem Nekiyim. We pointed out, as we were from Yishonim, that this applies to a Zava as well prior to beginning the Shem Nekiyim. Again, a Nida at the conclusion of Yemei Nidusa needs to perform a Hefsek Tara before being able to go to the Mikveh Balayla after day 7. And the Zava needs to do a Hefsek Tara before beginning her Shiva Nekiyim. The Mishnah has somewhere between 2 and 4 Shitos, the Mishnah of the Gemara, somewhere between 2 and 4 Shitos in Tanayim as to when this Hefsek Tara could be Chal even B'di'eved. Rashi understood that there were 3 days in Tanayim in the Mishnah. The Tosei Arash thinks that it's really only 2 days informed by the Raisa on Amud Beis, because otherwise he thinks he would have 4 days. Again, according to the Tanakamba in the Mishnah, if you perform a Hefsek Tara on the morning of day 7, that would be a sufficient Hefsek Tara, at least Bidi Eved. According to Yehuda, Hefsek Tara Likuba has to be later in the day. There is a discussion, Machlokis Gon and Sidrei Tara, which we'll talk about Lahalacha Behem Sheikh, whether there is a possibility, even according to Yehuda, according to the Gon, and the Beis Yosef has this, that Ben Ashmashas is Likuba, or Sofayom, we said Ben Ashmashas is Ladafka, but even on an earlier day than day 7, a Hefsek Tara later in the day could be valid, at least. So Midah Minchah L'Mala doesn't have to be on day 7. Maybe it could even be on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, according to Yehuda. That's a Machlokas Achronim B'das of Yehuda, which may have resonance L'Halacha, as we'll see B'Hemsheich, but we'll come back to that. Then you have the position of Chachamim in the Mishnah, that Afilu B'Shnayim L'Nidusa B'dika Shachris works. And the possibility, according to Rebbe on Amud Beis, that may be true even on day 1. Okay. The Rashba writes, this is where we left off last time, the Rashba, both in our sugya and Taras Havayis, Dab Kaf Dalem and Aleph, writes as follows. Mistabra, Kaven de Rebbe Amar Verishal Lo Sha'alti V'Tisei Shalo Sha'alti, that since Rebbe says on Amud Beis in that Brisa that I should have asked Rabbi Yossi of Shimon about day 1, I only asked him about day 2 through 6, the Ashukhan Lahula Rabbanan Khan, the army Behedya Bibraisa Mali Afrisha Birishon. And there is such a lashon that implies that the Hefsek Tara day 1 works. Shma Mina, Halacha Lamaisa Fila Birishon. That Lahalacha, the Hefsek Tara works even on day 1, even in theory, Bishakris of day 1. The Alphagav, the Sasa Masis, the Mishani Vilbirishon Lo, even though Stima Sasha and Mishnah is only day 2 and on. It sounds like day 2 is dafka, and day 1 it would not work. Masnisin Rebbe, who did tikkun v'sasim, that Rebbe is the codifier of the Mishnah, And he was so saying the lashon of the Mishnah, the lefisha l'shama mehamel sheni amar yunami sheni. And he just used the lashon of the Mishnah of sheni because that's the literal language that he heard from the Tanaim of the previous generation. But that's lav dafka. That's the chayv l'shanis lashon rabbo formulation. That he heard the din of sheni. That's why he used lashon sheni of the Mishnah. But it's lav dafka halacha. But the Raisa on Amabez tells you even Barishon, and that's what we rely on Lahalacha, and therefore Vidi Evid Hasankara performed even by Yom Harishon, even Shachris, would be Kasher. That's what the Rashba writes in Chidushim here. And the Rashba writes this in the Torah Sabayis as well. Adaf Kaf Dalit Amud Aleph in the standard pagination. But then he adds, he says, Ashikan Bebrice Nikomakam. Came to Iu Ka'amar to Isi Vit Shalosh Alti, the Kayav Taima de Mistaber. So Rebbe says to Isi Shalosh Alti and explains why in Svara day one should work just as well. Mitar Berishon Kibishar Yamim. Vashakan Bibraisa de Mifshita Vihedya Mali Afrisha Taramin Minchola Mala Bishvi Mali Afrisha Berishon Shamina Mina de Rishon Kisheni the came in the Pasik Pasik. So when all the dust settles on Amud Beis with that brayse of Rebbe, lahalacha, hafsiktar biyom rishon should work. Then he asks, v'kol shekein achshav, shehur galu b'moch dachuk, shein lecha b'dikuk dol mizu. And that's all the more so the case nowadays, where the practice is that a woman uses a moch dachuk, which for now we'll define as inserting something Bein HaShmashos, that's going to remain there for Bein HaShmashos, that you'd be able to notice whether there's any dam that comes out during that time. So Koshik and Akshav, the practice is to use a Moch Dachuk, Ein Lecha B'dika Gedola Mizu. So the Rashba sounds like Me'ikar Adin, even without a Moch Dachuk, even a B'dika on day one, B'shachris would be sufficient. But even better, nowadays, that women have the practice of using a moch dachuk, that makes it even better to rely on a bedika b'yom aleph. Meaning, if b'di'evet a woman only did bedika shachris on yom aleph and didn't do a moch dachuk, sounds like in the Rashba that b'ikra did, that would be kosher. Common practice is to use a moch dachuk, so definitely you're even safer if you have a bedika shachris b'yom aleph followed by a moch dachuk.
What's the point of
Bedika
Shachris if you do
the Mokhtachuk? Because there is a din, you have to do Bedika. The Mokhtachuk isn't a formal Bedika, but it's kind of a added insurance. He uses a Lashon, Ein Lecha Bedika Gedola Mizu, but it's still not a formal Bedika. We'll talk about Mokhtachuk as we go on.
Is it clear that he's saying that you need something in addition to the
Mokhtachuk? Yes, it's clearly saying you need Bedika. The kosher king nowadays, Shehur Gelu Mokhtachuk, that in combination with the Bedika Shachris would be more than fine. The Ramban in the Chidushim and more clearly in the Halachos requires a Moch Dachuk for a Yom Rishon Hesek even Li'ikuva. The Ramban is in the beginning of Perek Beis of his Halachos. The Ramban writes, beginning of Perek Beis, Rasa b'zmanazet yom rishon b'shachris. So if a woman sees dam on day one of the morning, Upaska bo bayom, And she does a bedika hefsek tahara on that day, on day one. Eina mona miyom hamacharas, she's not allowed to start counting her shiva nekiyim on the next day. Ad shetachzor livdok, v'yu yadeh bein eineha kol bein hashmashos. Unless she does what we call a mochtachuk, unless she does another bedika slash mochtachuk of yadeh bein eineha kol bein hashmashos. That's the expression the Gemara has on Amud Beis in a rhetorical sense of chiyada bein eineha kol bein hashmashos. Shecheskas kol yom arishon kulo tameh shehochzak mayim pasuach. V'damim chozin la afa pisha paska b'shachas. So when a woman sees on day one, it's cheskas mayana pasuach, and therefore v'dika the morning of day one, a hefsek tahara morning of day one is ineffective on its own because we're concerned that because chochzak mayim pasuach, she's going to continue to see dam the rest of that day, and the only way that you could avoid that status is by having a mochtachuk b'sof hayom kol dein hashmashos. V'yesh meko b'davar mikemen shabaka pasak hadam l'achis man masatar harezi b'ches kesar. And then he quotes the yesh makilu.
Michael. And Barnes only says you need a mochtachuk b'ikuva if you happen to be doing the hefsek tahara on day one.
Correct.
Or you
would say on day five also. No, so far we're only talking about day one. So on day one, if you do a hefsek tahara on day one, so even if you assume, like Rebbe, Lahalacha, I don't understand the price of Rebbe that on day one a hefsek tahara works, according to the Ramban, that's only true if it's done in conjunction with a mochtachuk b'sof hayom. According to the Rashi, mochtachuk is lechachila, not likuva on day one. According to the Ramban, it's likuva. Okay.
The Gemara never mentions mochtachuk, right?
The Gemara has it as a rhetorical expression. The Gemara doesn't mention a chiyuv of mochtachuk. Because they say bedika on yom rishon in principle doesn't work. If we don't paskin like Rebbe straight, we paskin with a modification. That if you did, I'm sorry. Either we paskin like the chacham and the mishnah. Well. We pass on the Chum and the Mishnah with the caveat that if you do a mochtachuk, then that would be sufficient. And you don't need to wait till day two to do bedika. And lashon Ramban the Chidushim is dafka b'shnayim. Chum say afil b'shnayim when you do so. Ramban says dafka b'shnayim. Aval berishon ho v'hutzak mayim pasuach lo. Titchilas nida ein darka lifso biyoma. And a bedika alone won't work, but if you do a mochtachuk according to the Ramban, that would be sufficient even on Yom Rishon. Okay. The Rambam, which we'll come to in a little bit, the Rambam makes no mention of mochtachuk, and the Rambam just says Yom Sheni. So you read the Rambam, you get the impression that you paskin like the Chumra of the Mishnah that hefsek tahara b'di'evit only works on day two. The Magen Mishnah there quotes the lashon of the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Kaf. Nida shabarka asma basoki may nidusa masa shapasak dam, afilu pasak bishani li nidusa, etc. So Rama only has the Bidi Eved hefsek tahara on day two, not on day one. There's no mention of mochtachuk anyway. The Magen Mishnah, though, quotes the Ramban there, the Magen Mishnah Perek Vav Halacha Kaf, and the Beis Yosef writes the fact that the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban indicates that the Magen Mishnah is reading that back into the Rambam, that the Rambam would read the Ramban, that even though in principle Bedika has to have the Taurus to be at least in day two, but if you did a Mochtachuk, the Sofa Yom on day one, that would be sufficient. Either Rambam doesn't say any of that, because Darko Shel Rambam is only to quote Lashon HaGemara, and you can't be medayik from omissions in the Rambam beyond what the Gemara says. So therefore, the Rambam may well subscribe to this Ramban, and the fact that the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban is an indication that he understood the Rambam to agree to that lahalach. So that's the Beis Yosef's read of the Rambam in light of the Magen Mishnah. But Stimus Lashon Rambam, there's no indication of that. Stimus Lashon Rambam is that we pass like the Chachamim straight in the Mishnah without the modification of Rebbe to Isi Shalosh Alti, and therefore a Hefsek Tara has to at least be on day two, and there's no solution that would help on day one. Yoni.
Just a clarification, 99% of the time this is completely inapplicable because even if she does a quote Hefsek Tara, it's not going to be a Hefsek Tara.
99% of the time, this is, well, maybe not 99% of the time, this is only going to be relevant in a situation where either a woman has breakthrough bleeding during her Shiva Nikiyam, meaning a standard case of a woman who's Anida, so she's going to have to wait 4 or 5 days anyway before she can start doing Hefsek Tara. But if a woman is in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam, then she has breakthrough bleeding or there's dominant bdika cloth or anything that's going to have to cause her to restart the Shiva Nikiyam, so then that becomes relevant because there's no need for any waiting period once the dam stops. So I wouldn't say it's okay. More frequent than 99%.
Yeah.
It's not relevant in your standard beginning of a Torah passage, but it is relevant if the Torah passage is interrupted, or it's relevant as the Torah Sashlami points out here in Sifkat that, hey, to a Kala, as we discussed previously, if you, a Kala who's not also a Nida, a Kala who's Musalekas Damim, or a Kala, if she's Musalekas Damim, she's probably not seen Dam, but or a Kala who, for whatever reason, is not a Nida anyway, and then you don't require the 4 or 5 days wait, so it could be relevant there as well. Yeah. Who was first? Okay, yeah.
I was going to ask, in the case of she sees Dom during the Shiva Nikiyam, we're saying that according to the Ramban, she won't be able to do B'dikas Shachris on that day that she saw Dom. That's what we're saying?
That is correct.
Even though the Ramban...
Well, she could do B'dikas Shachris if it's followed up by Mokhtar.
Right. But that's true even though she's... Since it's during the Shiva Nikiyam, we wouldn't say that she's considered to be like a Mitzvah Dami, kind of.
She's just so dumb.
We think the Ramban, as far as that, her whole Hoks Mayana Pasuach.
Right, so it's Vaiter Hoks Mayana Pasuach, because now she's saying dumb.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Shouldn't this be relevant if we're Choshesh that a woman, whenever she's doing her Hasek Tara, is on, let's say, the first day of Ziva? If we're Choshesh, she's in Zav Gedola. Then if the day on which she's doing Hasek Tara is Ziva, it would be the first day of Regia. And should we need this moment if she's doing with Dika?
So let's throw this out. They were saying we're always choshesh in both directions of chumah, that a woman could be either Nida or Zava. So let's say she sees Dam on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and wants to do a Hefsek Tara at the end of day 5.
Well, if we don't go like the Rambam, I think she's going to have to have more days, because if we don't go like the Rambam, the only way for it to be the first day of Ziva is for it to be preceded by 7 days of Nida. Right?
Correct, correct.
So then my case would only be relevant to look at Rambam on, let's say, the 8th day of bleeding. Day of bleeding could potentially be the first day of Ziva. But for the Rambam, in Achnami, any day...
Right, so the Rambam's not Lalacha, so...
But this is the Rambam, right? So the Rambam Shittasa, if you're not like the Rambam, or even the other...
Okay, so let's say, so in theory, according to the Rambam, then any day you don't know where you're holding could be day Ziva, could be day Ziva. So standard case, a woman sees Dam, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, she'll do a Hefsek Tara on day 5, after she stops seeing Dam. So you're saying, why aren't we Choshesh? So that's considered that the first 4 days where you may need to sub, and now day 5 is you may Ziva. So, no, even if that was the case, that's still day...
It's day 5.
It's day 5 of Riyasa. It doesn't make...
Right.
Doesn't make a difference whether it's Dam Nid or Dam Ziva. We're looking...
Basically.
Right, I don't think that should make a difference.
Uh-huh. Even if you assume, like, the ziva is an extra holy that you're bleeding 8 days, or
as far as this then hooks off my yada pasula for. I don't think they show the difference.
Leis man poly, that is all my echad in this
right.
case. So.
Okay. So. Okay. So the Rambam's position may be debatable. Either way, even if you assume, like the Beis Yosef's view of the Magen Mishnah, according to the Rambam, a bedika in conjunction with the Hasek Taira with a Moftach would work on day one. The Ra'ah is clear there in Kaftalid that that's not the case. So you definitely have such a Shita Rishonim, whether or not it's a Rambam. So to be in a Saken, we saw so far. According to the Ra'ah and Pashto Lashon Rambam, there is no way that a bedika on day one could ever work, that a Hefzik Tara on day one could ever work. The earliest you could ever do a Hefzik Tara is on day two, Liriyasa. According to the Rashba, a Hefzik Tara on day one, Shakris works Mikra Adin, B'di'evet, although L'chachila, you should do a Mechdachuk. According to the Ramban, it only works even L'ikuva, if it's done in conjunction with a Mechdachuk. And according to the Rush, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rush, a Bidik on day one only works Samach Leben HaShmashos, at the end of the day. As a Tara on day one only works at the end of the day, but the Rush doesn't require necessarily a Mechdachuk. So that's the range of Shitos in Rishonim. What do we assume la'alacha? So back to Shulchan Aruch in Simid Kuf Tzadi Vav. Again, this is la'alacha only going to be relevant, leaving aside the rare kala situation. This la'alacha is only going to be relevant if you have a woman that has breakthrough bleeding or a kesem or something that makes her restart the count during Shiva Nikiyim, where in theory, as soon as she's clean, she can restart the Shiva Nikiyim. So the Mechaber writes in Se'if Beis, where the Shach, by the way, points it out, what we just said, the Shach points out in Sif Katan Vav. He says, Nirali, the Nafkamina, Lehecha, the Chaz, the Verasa, Masoki, Mei Svirasa. The Kevin, the Lorasa, Rap Yamef, Mei Svira, Bidika Shachris, Lo Mahani, Afila Bidi Evan. We'll come back to the Shach thinks that even if you're Machmir on Bedika Shachris on Yom Re'iyah, if it's only a Kesem and not a Re'iyah, then maybe it could be Mako. So maybe you distinguish between if it's a Bedika cloth with dime as opposed to if it's a Kesem and a Beget. We'll come back to that, but leaving those details aside for now, so in whatever situation this will be relevant if a woman is so serious for Shiva Nikiyim. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad, Upaska Bo Bayom, Sricha Livdok Atma Melchdachuk, Vishihei Sham Kol Ben Hashmashas. That if a woman only sees Dam for one day, and she does a Hefzik Tara on that day, she needs to use a Melchdachuk Kol Ben Hashmashas, in order to be able to start counting her Shiva Nikiyim on the following day. Okay, so Mechaber Paskins, essentially like the Ramban, that has the Melch Dachuk is Li'ikuva. Now, whether that's like the Ramban, and maybe the Rashba and the Lashon is L'chachila, but at the very least, L'chachila, you need to have a Mo'ochtach. Says the Ramah, U'bidi'eved, im bagga atma samach ben hashmashos, that if she did a Hefzik Tara on the day of her, the single day of her Re'iyah, Samakal Bein Hashmashos, Umatza Atma Tahora, and the Hafsik is clean. Afa Pishalo Haya Hamoch Esakal Bein Hashmashos Sagi. So that'll work even without a Moch Dachuk. Aval Bedika Shachris Lo Mahani, Hoel Velorasa Rak Yomecha. But Bedika Shachris will not work, period. Now, before we explain where the Ramah got this from, just look at the Dogla Mirvava, Ho Velorasa Rak Yomecha, nearly the Yisdaiti. In the Ramah, you have the contrast between Samach Ben Hashmashas, which works, and Shacharis, which doesn't work. What about in the middle? Isn't there, what about the early afternoon? The early afternoon isn't Shacharis, it's also not Samach Ben Hashmashas. So it says the Dog Mirvava, Yolani Istaiti, Delav Dachka Bedika Shacharis, Ela Kol Shahaisa Bedika Kodim Mincha Kitana, Lo Mahani Biyom Misha. So the Dog Mirvava assumes that Samach Ben Hashmashas is Mina Mincha from Mincha Ketana and on. And anything before Mincha Ketana would be ineffective. So how we know that Samach Ben Hashmashas means Samach Mincha Ketana, we'll have to talk about, not today, we'll get there Mitzvah Shem Bem Sheikh. But for now, that's the assumption of the Dogma Revava in understanding the Ramah. So what is the source of this Sakh of the Ramah? At least b'di'evet on day one, Samach Ben Hashmashas works without a moch, and Shacharis doesn't work, sounds like even with a moch. So the parenthetical citation, the Ramah, says, Torah b'shem Rashba, Magamisha b'shem Ramban, Beis Yosef la Rambam, Mekach Mashma, Bishas. So if you pin yourself on a Gemara, it's hard to argue. But what's going on here? Tur b'shem Rashba, we saw the Rashba. The Rashba says that Bedika Shacharis works. And even Mochtachik is only l'chachila. The Ramban also says that Bedika Shacharis works as long as you do a Mochtachik. And there's no differentiation in the Ramban between a Bedika Shacharis and a Bedika Samach Ben Hashmashas. So those references in the parentheses don't seem to accurately explain the Psak of the Ramah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Os Yuches, as follows. The time of Mishum, the Laharash, Bavaharash, Vator, Midina Sagi, Bavidika Samach Ben Hashmashas. That since, according to the Rashba and the Rash, Bedika Samach Ben Hashmashas is sufficient. And according to the Rash, that's all that'll work. According to the Rashba, even Shacharis works, but Bedika Ben Hashmashas works just as well. Ein lochish b'di'evel das Rambam. So you don't have to be choshish for Shitas Rambam that Bedika on day one doesn't work at all. Aval Bedika Shacharis she'enu elo das Rashba gam b'di'evel lo mahan. So says Yerach HaShulchan, the Ramah is working with this Kashmir. According to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, Bedika Shacharis works b'di'evet. According to the Rash, Bedika Shacharis doesn't work, but Bedika Ben Hashmashas works. So the Ramah is essentially adopting the Rash that Bedika Ben Hashmashas works. Bedika Samach Ben Hashmashas works. We're not going to we're not going to rely on the Rashba that it works b'shachris, because that's the Das Yachid Rishonim. Meaning that erase all the parentheses. It's not the Rashba, it's not the Magen Mishnah, it's not the Ramban, it's not the Rambam. It's really the Rosh. And according to the Rosh, you don't need a Mokhtachuk. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The parentheses are wrong, and the Ramah is really following the Rosh. Rabbi Karp just points out, this is in Chelek Beis, page 90, that the Aruch HaShulchan would be reasonable if you only had the Piskei HaRash, the Rashi Psakim. The Rashi Psakim says that some of the Hashmashas works. So the Rosh in Psakim is not explicit. The way the Torah quotes the Rosh is Milashan Adoni Avi Rosh Zal Yeira'e Shetzvicha Shetisak V'Tara Ben Hashmashos Shekasa V'Zal V'Achar Sheyipso Kadam Tivdok Afma Yafa Yafa U'Bedik Zu Tia Ben Hashmashos. That's all the rush rights. So it's not clear in the rush whether this is going on day one as well. And the Torah assumes, the way the Beis Yosef explains, that it's going on day one as well. That the Rosh says that Samach Ben Hashmashos is sufficient even on day one. That's not explicit in the Rosh and Pesachim. That's how the Torah and the Beis Yosef understand the Rosh. So what the Rav HaShulchan is saying is that the Ramah is essentially posketing like this understanding of the Rosh, that on day one, a Hefzik Tara, Samach Ben Hashmashos would be sufficient, and you don't need a Melech Dafkut because the Rosh makes a mention of that. But the Diva Shakras would be insufficient. But Bekarv just points out, and whether this is fatal or not, I'm not sure, but he said if you want to pin it, I mean, the Ramah did not have the Tosei Rasha neither, correct? That wasn't, is that correct? I believe so. So even if you find something in Tosei Rosh that's not considered the Rosh HaMsakim, I don't know that that's fatal in terms of understanding the Ramah, if the Ramah didn't have the Tosei Rosh. But he points out that as far as the Rosh as a person, that it is Mavur in the Tosei Rosh here in our Sugya, Dibur HaMaskil, you ask till Tehave Kitchilas Nid, I think. That Lahalacha, even Bidika Shachris, would work on day one. So Rabbi Karp says that if the suggestion is that the Ramah is going like the Rosh, once we see the Tosei Rosh, and it's not against the Rosh HaMsakim, just the Rosh HaMsakim is awesome. But if you have the Tosei Rosh that indicates that Bedika Shachris does work on day one, then you can no longer attribute the Ramah to simply passing like the Rosh. Now the Ramah says Bedika Shachris is not going to work under any circumstances. Only Bedika Samach Ben Hashmashos is going to work. Then Rabbi Karp says that maybe the Ramah is based on Tosfos on Samech Ches Amud Beis, that the Gaon is Mitzayin in Sif Kata and Ches. Tosfos on Samech Ches Amud Beis is bothered by an apparent stira in Rav Yossi's. Rav Yossi in our Gemara Samech Ches Amud Beis, the conversation that Rabbi had with Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon. So Rav Yossi said that if a woman performed a Hefzik Tara on the morning, even day 6 by 4, 3, 2, she is considered to be Becheskes Tara. So he has Tosfos from Tomer. Tiksha Rav Yossi Dehaka, the Gaon Desagila Hefrasha Shachris, that here Rav Yossi says that Bedikas Shachris works with Hefzik Tara on day 2 and 9, maybe even day 1 and 9. And Rav Yossi on Daf Mem Gimel says Ma Ilu Nida Shelo Rafisha B'Tara Min Mincha Lamala Lo Dei Becheskas Toma Alma Baya Frasha Min Mincha Ulamala. There Rav Yossi says that a Hefzik Tara must be performed Min Mincha Lamala. So will the wheel Rav Yossi please stand up? Yesh Lomar. The Hasa Mari Kishefrisha Biyom Shirasabo Shachris, that the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel, where Hefzik Tara must be Samach Ben Hashmashos, must be Minamilcha Lamala, and Hefzik Tara in the morning won't work, that's talking about where the Hefzik is on the day where she saw Dam that morning. So even if a woman sees Dam on day 2, or even if a woman sees Dam on day 6, or even if a woman sees Dam on day 7, on a day that she sees Dam, not necessarily the Yom HaRishon Uriyasa, but any day that a woman sees Dam, she can only perform a Hefsek Tara later in the day. It has nothing to do with day one versus day seven. Any day that a woman sees Dam, even if it's not the first day of her Re'iya, it's not the day of Fufsak Mayana Pasuach for the first time, any day that she sees Dam, you can't do B'dika Shacharis. You can't do Hefsek Tara B'Shacharis. The Hotset, that's where Rabbi Yossi says it has to be in the Minimichal Nala. The Hachamari, the Bakka Shacharis, Umatsa Tahora. And our Rabbi Yossi here on Samaches, that's talking about where she didn't see Dam on that morning. She did a B'dika in the morning, and that was clean. So on day two and on, she saw Dam on day one. So if on day two she hasn't seen Dam yet, she does the Vedika in the morning, it's clean. Because they have a Tara in the morning, that's clean. That's a good Hefsek Tara. If she already sees Dam in the morning of day two, then the earliest she could do a Hefsek Tara would be later in the afternoon. So that's the case. Maybe the Ramah is going like this Tosos. You can never do, it's not a function of day one versus day two per se. It's that you can never do a Hefsek Tara in the morning where you had Re'iya on that day. If you saw Dam in the morning, you can't do Hefsek Tara in the morning. So when Tosos says that on day one it only works Benesh Mashos, but it won't work the Shacharis at all, and even a Moftacha won't help you. Maybe that's like Shita Satosvos, that on a Yom Re'iya, irrespective of Yom Rishon or not, but on a Yom Re'iya, you can't do a B'dikas Shacharis. Second gate. That's how the Chavis Das explains Tosvos in Sivkat and Aleph. However, Rabbi Carr points out, we're still not home free because the Sidrei Tara assumes that we don't pass in like Tosfos Halacha. We'll come back to this also. It assumes that we don't pass in like Tosfos Halacha, and therefore, on a Yom Re'iya, that's not day one, you could do a Hefsek Tara in the morning. This happens all the time. Not all the time, but it could... You could easily have a situation where a woman sees Dam on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She sees Dam in the morning, day 5. And then she does Hefsek Tara late morning, early afternoon. According to Tosfos, that doesn't work because she saw Dam that morning. So the earliest you could do a Hefsek Tara would be Samach Leben Hashvashah, Samach Mincha Lamala. The Sidrei Tara says, we don't assume like that Tosfos Halacha. Come back to that. And therefore, Rabbi Karp says, it's hard to assume that the Ramah is going like this Tosfos Halacha if you don't accept the premise of that Tosfos Halacha. As in a vacuum, the Shita fits to say that the Ramah here is like Tosfos, but Halacha, if you don't accept that Tosfos, then it's hard to pin that on the Rama. So Rabbi Karp is stuck. He can't find a Rishon that the Rama fits neatly into the Rama. As we tried the Rush, it could be that's still the best Mahalach in the Rama, and the Rush is going, and the Rama is going with the Rush in Pesachim as explained by the Torah in the Beis Elosef. And don't bother me with the fact that the Tosfei Rush says differently because the Ramah didn't have the Tosfei Rush, which I believe is historically correct. Tell me if I'm wrong. But Rabbi Karp doesn't like that. The approach to say, like the Chavis Das, that the Ramah is going like Tosfos, Rabbi Karp points out it's problematic because that's inconsistent lahalacha with the fact that we don't generally accept Tosfos's premise that a hefsek tara can't be done in the morning of a Yom Ri'iyah, that's not Yom Rishon. So if that's all the case, we're stuck to find a Rishon that fits neatly into the Psak of the Rama. Michael.
This might be too historical and irrelevant, but
yeah.
When the Torah quotes the Rush, do we assume that he's reading the same Rush as we are and he's quoting the Rush?
Or he knew the
Shabbos table?
Right. Yeah, that is a that's a fair point. But Lamaisa, we do have the Tosi Rush, so assuming the Tosi Rush is authentic, you have to somehow account for that. Okay.
Amon Sefer Alpha is not a Tosfos. So how can we suggest that the Amon is basically going on a Tosfos?
The Amon Sefer Alpha is not a Tosfos. At what point?
He said, "Mechinogan Hakilo, but the Eved Hakilo Bat Gaf Merak Shachris Mitzas Matohar Asadim Kach." And that's going on a woman who saw Shnayim or Shlosh Yamin who passed from the Lugos, but Degas Beyom Shapaska with the Shes of Tara because who tears some of the Ashmoshos, and they're not saying even if it's not Ashmosh, it's good enough. So, the Mechinogan
Hakilo, but the Eved. No, that's not necessarily talking about a day of where there's a Ri'iyah.
Isn't that what the Shulchan Aruch Tamar then? She saw for 2 or 3 days, and then she stopped.
And then she stopped. Paska b'yom upaska b'miliros. She stops in Dan Bodek. It's b'yom shet paska. But then b'yom shet paska could be the day that she no longer sees them.
Isn't the whole chiddush between Sif Aleph and Sif Beis that Sif Aleph she's seeing down for multiple days, and Sif Beis
right.
She's seeing down long
enough? So in Sif Aleph she sees down for multiple days, and then when she stops seeing down, she could the day that she stops seeing down, she could do a Hasek Tara. Now does that necessarily mean that she saw down that morning?
Why have you been in Shmashos?
Because that's because Lechachi Rosh have you been in Shmashos. Then it has to tell us that it looks like the Lord says to be some of the Benish Mashas.
How it happens in Sifkat and Af is, he made him when he says this. He says their mother is going down to Tosos.
Where are you?
In the Chavastas and Sifkat and Af, one day every quarter.
I was suffering time. I'm a hundred years from the Michel Mal. If you need any movement, you will tell us in the Ashur Basil L. You might have long been because I'm a Venish Mashas. So I told the cousin of Yom Shirasa about Philo Rasa. In fact, I don't know the L. Risha Mashalti. Okay, so long, Risha and Shalti, the Amar, I knew. In my hand, you shouldn't be because I'm a Risha and Philo Michel Mal. And if you did, you did done. You called on Yom and he was suffering Risha. Alpha, Yes, Hadas Chavas Das Aleph and Chavas Das Beis work together. You're right. Chavas Das Aleph, he's saying, right? That which Rama is saying is if Aleph, that be the Eved. Bidika Shakrits works the Yom Hari'iya. The Chavadah says that's against Tosis.
Right.
He's reading the way Gabe just read. But then, says Beis, he's saying that the Rama and says Beis is like Tosis. Huh? Out of those two shim. Okay, I'll leave that for us to think about. Whatever the source of the Rama is, the Gaon in Sivkat and Ches paskins against the Rama. Niyudasa Rambam Nira Kisvar Rishona Shesasa Mekasav Dividikas Yom Rishon Lo Mahani. That any Vidikan day one won't work without a Moch Dachuk. And that's what the Chachmas Adam Paskins as well, based on Sidri Tara. Chachmas Adam Kuf Yazayin says Zayin against the Rama. That even Samachu Ben Ishmashas on day one won't work without a Moch Dachuk. Rabbi Karp writes that B'Shas Adchak, if someone's Mekel like the Rama, to allow Vidikan day one, excuse me, without a moch dachuk, ein limchos biyad. Okay, let's stop here for today. And then we'll pick up next time, Yirtzeh Hashem. Maybe we'll try to sort through these Chavos Da'ases and then sort through what we assume Lalacha about a Hefsek Tara beyond Hara'iya, Hefsek Tara after day one, when Bedikas Chakras works, and then whether you're carrying the Hefsek Tara with the Reis of the Rabbanan with Nafkamina, and then we'll move on to Hefsek Tara L'Chachilim. After we talk about Hefsek Tara with the other. So we will, Mirtz Hashem, meet again on Monday. There's no yeshiva on Sunday. On Monday we have our